And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's me, and that's you.
That's right.
Except nobody knows, because she just said two names. I'm Anthony Inman, that's Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thank you for tuning in, and if you missed the first hour, you can go back, find any part of that, and any part of any older shows we have archived on radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, and you can also podcast the show on iTunes. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over to the website, which is what?
What?
I lost it.
You're going to find out that Earshot is the national...
That's the one.
You don't know the name of this radio show all of a sudden?
I forgot. It
blanked. That's a really important thing to forget.
I know.
You almost... The only thing worse would be if you forgot one of our names.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of what I did.
That was quite
right
a brain block.
Yeah.
Earshot is the National Campus Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where each week you can find the entire National Top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find especially charts for electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more, including a new interview from our number one this week, which has been the number one for 3 weeks running, but I won't say the name because you have to have an air of secrecy.
You don't want to give it away. Well, I've already made this show a disaster, so whatever you do to try to bring it back, good on you. If you want to get in contact with us, a few ways to do it. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and do a feature for you on this show. That'll include an interview, and we'll play a song from your latest album or any new releases you might have. So please get in contact with us, and we will do that for you throughout the program. Coming up, the top 10, and we're going to catch up again with Stephen Karlik, and Brian's now going to let you know, to kick it all off, what's coming in at number 10.
Starting this set is Mode Moderne. They're number 10, up from 14 this week. Their latest release is called Occult Delight, and you're going to hear a track called Strangle the Shadows.
Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. number 9.
Further in the tape, I came across another part that made me throw my headphones right off my head. I couldn't believe what I heard. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven again was voted the most popular tune of rock's history. Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. In the lyrics of the song, they sing the Piper is calling you to join him. She's buying her Stairway to Heaven. We know that's not possible. message is a satanic message that was put on their records in reverse. Say that I've never heard of anything like that before. Probably not, but many, many people have. And this is what I'm talking about, and you're going to hear it in a few moments. They sing backwards in human voices.
I choose you.
That was Repellish by Mogwai from their new record Rave Tapes. It's at number 8 this week, up from 11. At number 9, down to number 3 is Arcade Fire from the album Reflector. You heard a track called Normal Person, and starting off that set was Strangle the Shadows by Mode Modern. They're at number 10, up from 14, and their latest is entitled Occult Delight.
That did have kind of a ravey vibe to it. I liked it. It was good.
You were Raven.
Yeah.
That's so Raven.
There, bad 90s reference. Good on you, though.
Is that the 90s?
Yeah, it was maybe, when it was when I was young, when I was a child. Anyway, also on the tune of Raves, if you have not heard the song Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat, good song. If you're into, like, you know, very repetitive. It's got like the dancey sort of repetitiveness. It's not like, it's not top 40 or anything. It's just it's literally all the words in the song. Eat, sleep, rave, repeat.
That's your life.
That describes my life. Right, even right now, what people don't know is in this radio station, I am having a rave.
Radio naps. I thought you were napping.
Oh, it's not
so
a rave.
So let's jump into asking some tunes, or what's going on? What happens in the show?
Yeah, we'll get back to the music, and coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to catch up with Stephen Karlik again, and a few more bits to bring you in the news, and then he's going to have his song pick this week. And, of course, coming up in a little later on in the program, we will have the lowdown for you. So,
all right, we're going to hear from number 7, which is the Dum Dum Girls. The LA quartet, led by Kristen Dee Dee Gundred, have added 80s sounds to their 60s garage pop formula for their third album, Too True, which debuts in that spot. And here's a track called Lost Boys and Girls Club.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Music when the lights go out. Love goes calling shades of doubt. The strange shade in my mind is all too clear. Music when the lights come on. The girl I thought I knew has gone, and with her my heart had disappeared. Well, I no longer hear the music. Oh, no, no, no. All the memories of the fights and the nights and the blue lights, all the kites we flew together. I thought they'd fly forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fros, they left me dizzy. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear music. When the lights go out, love goes cold in shades of doubt. The strange fate in my mind, it's all too clear. Music when the lights come on. The girl I thought I knew has gone, and with her my heart just disappeared. I no longer hear the music. Oh no.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 6, Dan, from 4 this week, that was Curta Pierrot and a track called Music When the Lights Go Out from her latest release called Trauma. Before that, at number 7, debuting in that spot's the new record from the Dum Dum Girls called Too True, and you heard a track called Lost Boys and Girls Club.
Hour number 2 into the top 10 here on the Earshot 20. We're going to take a break from the charts and head back to the phone lines to chat with Stephen Carlick from Exclaim. We're continuing the chat about news, and there is big news coming down the pipes for the band Pussy Riot.
Yeah, this is a weird one. So last week, Pussy Riot issued an open letter saying that the incarcerated members of Pussy Riot, Maria Alekhine and Nadezhda Tolokonnikova, were no longer a part of the group. But now the duo have responded to it, questioning the legitimacy of the letter, and it's a weird scenario. The duo spoke to the New York Times and were talking about how they're still a part of the band, at least in a general sense, and said that the letter, quote, doesn't follow the ideology of Pussy Riot. Tolokonnikova said, quote, Pussy Riot can be anyone, and no one can be excluded from Pussy Riot. Pussy Riot can only grow. The other weird part about it is that since the pair were released from jail last year, they've been in contact with the people who allegedly signed the letter. It was signed by 6 anonymous members. Their names were Garaja, Farah, Sheba, Kat, Serafima, and Schumacher. And what's weird is that the people who go by those monikers, they've been in touch with Nadia and Maria. So it's a whole weird thing where it's like, then who wrote that letter?
That is really interesting, actually. It sounds... Sounds like there might be a conspiracy afoot.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the band have earned their share of controversy and press. But Alekhine and Tolokonnikova have been, like, doing all sorts of stuff with Amnesty International. Now that they're public figures, they have a chance to sort of bring the message of Pussy Riot to a much larger audience. So only good can come of that.
And maybe the letter was written by a member of Pussy Riot, so to speak, denouncing them because they felt, well, now they're public figures and they're probably, you know, they've gone to getting celebrity status basically by now people knowing who they are. So who knows what that'll entail?
Or maybe it was written by someone whose name starts with V and ends with Vladimir Putin.
Whoa! Big call out there.
Hi-yo. Yeah. No, I don't know. It's just a whole weird scenario, but. Interesting to see if and when anything else comes out about it.
All right, we're going to move on now and chat a little bit about an album. You've got some information about Marissa Nadler.
Yeah, Marissa Nadler is a singer-songwriter on American record label Sacred Bones. She's been releasing albums at a steady pace. Her 6th album since 2004 is titled July, and it's just excellent. If you're into sort of quiet folk, it's a very poignant album. She's got a lot to say, and it's sort of quiet without being sad. Just a really beautiful record, and actually I want to give people a chance to hear it, so I've got my song pick of the week ready.
Awesome.
I want everyone to hear the new single. It's called Was It a Dream? It's from Marissa Nadler's July album. It's a quiet, sort of plaintive ballad. Turn it up and be in a quiet place and listen to it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Radio. Extra.
I keep thinking it was a dream that I hit you when you're down. I keep changing everything from the river to the town. Was it a dream or something sinister? Was it a dream?
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
To me, baby, when I'm torn up in blue. Oh, yeah, another day's through, and I'm still loving you. World's frozen over there. out to head. Turn down the covers and I just in bed. Oh yeah, another day's through and I'm still loving you. Take down the star from your door, turn off your TV, throw away your ticket, girl. There's nothing left for you to see. Where I followed the light from under your door, down the hallway where I've been before. Oh, yeah, another day's through and I'm still loving you.
Stop.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Little Ones Run by the Silvermount Zion Orchestra. They're at number 4 from 5, and that is from their newest record, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything. Before that, number 5, up from number 9, you heard from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.
Oh,
sorry.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. And that's from their new record, South. Got something in my throat there for a second. Happens to the best of us. And you also heard Stephen Karlick's pick this week, Marissa Nadler, and her new track, Was It a Dream?
Was It a Dream? I'm going to pretend this whole thing was a dream. Now, we're going to take a quick break from the charts now. And are you composed? Are you all right
for
this?
Super ready.
Okay. It is that time of the program where we introduce you to some of the tracks that are some of the albums that are charting below the top 20. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
At number 50 this week is Calgary's The Pygmies and their sophomore garage rock release Inside Your Mind, which cracks the bottom of our charts at that spot. At number 49, BDG's Someone is the first solo outing from Brian DeGraw of Gang Dang Dance, dealing in electronica and featuring GDD's Lizzie Bugatazos, CCS's Love Fox, and Hot Chip's Alexis Taylor. Forever comes in at number 48 and is the debut of Summery Psych Pop from the San Francisco duo Painted Palms. Another San Francisco outfit, Sleepy Sun, is right above them at number 47 with Maui Tears, their fourth album of psych rock. Broken Bells After the Disco is the second record of dancey, spacey indie rock from Danger Mouse and James Mercer of the Shins, and it debuts at number 46. At number 43, celestially tinged Montreal francophone indie pop rock act Mono Grenade release new sophomore record Composite. Electronics is the third album in the ongoing electronic musical journey that is Toronto's Sexy Mathematics, and it's at number 37. All-female Brooklyn-based Habibi's self-titled album has been released on Burger Records, and the record, heavily influenced by 1960s Motown girl groups, finds a place at number 36. Recorded live to tape at Empire Recording in Del Barber's native Winnipeg, Prairiography is the fourth and latest record from the rootsy singer-songwriter, which debuts at number 34. And number 33 is Ottawa-based garage punk group Average Time's self-titled debut. And closing the lowdown at number 23 is Hospitality's Trouble, the Brooklyn indie pop trio's second record, which takes a darker, rougher approach than their debut.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. And so you could look forward. Maybe some of those will creep in on up to the top 20 and may even unseat. I don't know what's going to happen here. You know, normally when we get a number one and they stick around for a while, they stick around for a while. So we'll see what happens. But do you predict any of these albums? Dumb Dumb Girls debuted at a high number. That's a pretty big debut, number 7.
It is a big debut. I don't know what kind of lasting stay it has. I know that they're pretty popular, but again, you know, usually it's the Canadians that end up topping the list because we are, again, Canadian campus community radio stations. It's hard to say what might unseat the Pack AD. I think that Del Barber is going to get into the top 20 next week for sure. Pretty high debut at number 34, and he's a pretty popular fella. Beyond that, it's hard to say. Pack AD might have another 2 or 3 weeks in them. I don't know.
Well, it's good.
They're a pretty popular group. Good release.
If you're going to put money on it, go with
I'm
Brian.
Not putting
because
money.
You
Don't
know
put
your,
money on it.
Yeah, you know your stuff about music. If there's one thing I know, it's that you know about music.
Well, I know Pack AD is really popular. I like Pack AD. No problem with me lasting there for a few weeks. You won't hear any complaints from me.
No complaints from you. No complaints from me either. Because really, I'm just the pretty face. You're the brains.
That's bad. We're in trouble.
All right. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and we are done the top 20 for another week. And Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in at number 3.
Coming at you is Long Time, Wrong Time from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Their latest is called Give the People What They Want. And if what you want is that song, then you got it at number 3 up from number 6. At number 2, sticking in that spot is Dog Day from Fade Out. You're going to hear a track called Blackened.
Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Back in slow motion. Away. number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
For the third week running, the Pack AD is at number one, and that was the lead track from their most excellent latest record, Do Not Engage, called The Water. Before that, you heard from Dog Day at number two, Sitting Still, for the third week running, also after being unseated by the Pack AD. And that was a track from their new record, Fade Out. And at number three, up from number six, was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from Give the People What They Want, a track called Long Time, Wrong Time.
Well, that does it for this hour of the program and for the completion of another Top 20 this week. And if you just tuned in, maybe you heard a track that you wanted to catch again, there are a few ways you can do that, and that includes on some of the radio stations that syndicate this program. The program is the Earshot 20. We record and broadcast live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and radio partners. And so we thank them all for airing this program. You can also find us online, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. Join us next week for another countdown and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around now for more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.